Whether you're straight, gay, bisexual, male, female, non-binary, cross-dresser, transsexual, be proud, be you. What better way to make yourself stand out and proclaim yourself as a supporter or part of the LGBTQ plus community than with merch from GayStuff.shop. From t-shirts and hats, GayStuff.shop is your one-stop shop for all things supporting and representing the LGBTQ plus community. Hey listeners, be sure to use the promo code HOLIDAY20 from now until the end of December for some awesome savings. That's HOLIDAY20. Put in the actual numbers 20. HOLIDAY20. Use that promo code from now until the end of December for some great savings just in time for Christmas. GayStuff.shop. That's GayStuff.shop. One more time. GayStuff.shop. Hey, hey, good kind people. What's going on? 411mania.com reporter and columnist Lee Sanders here. You're checking out a Women of Wrestling edition of the RCWR show. Dropping this for you guys. So we actually were supposed to drop this for you all during the weekend, but between work and I actually had to attend a work function for the wifey in support of her and the great staff, what everybody's honestly been doing between all of her respected dental practices and everything. So it was really nice, but I actually was able to watch, believe it or not, Women of Wrestling while I was at this function. It was actually pretty nice. I'll get into it a lot more on Monday night's RCWR show. That is, if I have fully recovered by then, because there was a lot of fun going on, like less than 24 hours ago. That's when it was. But yeah, we were supposed to do this for you guys. I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend and everything. But yeah, we're going to give you guys a double dose of the RCWR show, beginning with this. And then later on tonight, knocking on wood, everything goes accordingly. And we'll be following up after Raw. And I'll get into that a lot more. Look, this is without a doubt going to be probably the shortest WOW Women of Wrestling recap that I've ever done. Now, I may have said that a couple of times, and y'all will be very quick to remind me of that and then go, yeah. No, seriously, this is really going to be one of those because, look, big supporter of WOW, but even I will admit, okay, you know what? This really wasn't that strong of an episode, or there really wasn't a lot that was going on here. Hey, from a storyline continuity standpoint, you kind of had this going on. Now, look, when it's all said and done, Women of Wrestling is one of those type of brands. It's one of those type of TV shows where you could just turn it on and you honestly can just, you don't have to overanalyze. You don't have to try to mentally go down a rabbit hole or anything like that, right? It's not rocket science. You just sit down, got 45 minutes to kill, an hour if you're going through the commercials, just kick back and enjoy. That's it. Just relax your mind. Let your conscience be free. Okay, that's basically it. But I think even to the most hardcore Women of Wrestling fan that's been watching this season so far can admit, you know what, and for me personally, this was without a doubt this season the second not so well executed episode that I've seen from them to date. You had some positives definitely in a few areas, but there was also some glaring negatives that, I mean, man, if I'm able to notice some just off the break, and I'm at a freaking work function, I'm at a party, and if I'm able to notice this while getting my conversation on, and I had a few people, hey, what are you watching? And I'm just, you know, checking out some wrestlings for the podcast. Like, oh, okay. But I'm getting lost in the conversation. But if I'm able to notice this, despite being in a few different directions, I can only imagine how many people were able to notice what they were able to notice, particularly with this episode. Let's go ahead. Let's dive into it a little bit more here. Okay. So first off, let's talk about some of the pros. I like that we continued on with the Coach Capernelli tips, right? To open up. Wow. Okay. Great. You're keeping that. That's a good thing going on. I know that was pretty decently well received online. You know, you got something golden right there. Keep running with it as far as I'm concerned. So that's great. They opened up the show with another debuting WoW superhero. Don't have a problem with these debuts, but good God almighty, man. We are now, what, 12 episodes into WoW? And I can only imagine that at some point we're maybe going to be coming up on a fall finale, because when it's all said and done, all the shows are doing it these days. That's what's real popular for them, is these fall finales. And it's gotten to it. Remember back in the day, shout out if you're old enough to remember this, but remember how back in the day you didn't get no next on the fall finale. You didn't get that. You pretty much got your new episode. And then when you tried to watch next week, oh, damn, looks like it's a rerun. And then you come back the next week. Oh, damn, it's a rerun. You come back the third week. Oh, damn, another rerun. You pretty much after 3 weeks of reruns. Oh, they must be on some type of a holiday break or something. But if you watch that network enough, usually after about a month, 2 months of reruns, you usually get some type of a new episodes return. They didn't really start doing it until the later years, letting folks know, hey, be sure to check out this episode because this is the fall finale. New episodes won't be coming back until yada, 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 yakety smackety and everything, right? But we're already 12 episodes in. And just when you think that, hey, all right, we've seen all the girls that needs to debut during the course of these 12 episodes, we've been introduced to a lot of people. Okay, now we can just really focus more on the character development, really get lost in these story arcs, all of that good stuff. And no, because we got these little wrinkles, these little ruffles where here we are. We have another debuting superhero, this one by the name of G.I. Jane. Okay, so obviously this is a spoof off of Demi Moore and what she did in the movie back in the day of the same name and everything. It's funny because when they were first introducing her, I had one AirPod in my ear. And at first, I thought I heard G.I. Ho, because I'm going, oh, snap, they dug up G.I. Ho. And then I had to stop myself and think about it. Like, wait a minute. This is Women of Wrestling. Yeah, they're a little bit more classier. They're not going to be calling somebody G.I. Ho. Not on David McLean's watch. This ain't women's extreme wrestling. Let's back it up. Like, I know they called her something else. I was like, that has to be G.I. Joe, not G.I. Ho. That's got to be G.I. Jane. It's got to be G.I. Jane. And sure enough, it was G.I. Jane. Nice seeing her finally debut. Her debut, I got to admit to you guys, of the roster page on WoW's website, she actually was one of the women that I was most anticipating. And it got to a point where I got to admit to you all, after a few weeks, I totally forgot about her. I thought that was pretty much it. But here we have another woman, another superhero that's debuting. She had a match against BK Rhythm. BK Rhythm is growing on me, man. Rhythm is coming to get you. Rhythm is coming to get you. She's growing on me, man. I'm really starting to like her. I'm finally coming around. The rhymes are definitely hokey dokey, but you know what, man? I gotta put some respect on the creativeness and how she's able to just, you know, come up with the shit that she's able to come up with and everything. But you know, she's actually a pretty good wrestler. I gotta be honest, she's actually a pretty good wrestler, pretty solid. She's coming around. I'm finally. I know my critique of her was maybe harsh for some people, and that's not me backing down or, you know, it's just sometimes, you know what, it's like, I'll give you a perfect analogy, and this isn't long-winded. Think of an album. Everybody has been there before. Think of an album when you first picked it up. You're like, God damn. I mean, out of these 11 tracks, I'm only messing with two tracks, really. The rest of this album sucks. But it turns out it's actually one of those albums where, no. The more you listen to it, and you know, maybe as you get a little bit older, maybe when you let a little bit of time go past, maybe 3 months, 6 months, a year, you go, wow, you know, that album actually wasn't that bad. Actually, that album was pretty good. That's how I felt. Perfect analogy. And I love to hear some of you guys to that point. You know, if there's an album that, yeah, you know what, you're right, because I'm reminded of, for me personally, one album that stands out. There's many albums, but just one off the break that just tops my list per se. Stone Temple Pilots, Shangri-La-Di-Da. That was one of those albums. I remember when I first picked it up, I was like, it's like 2-3 songs that I was messing around with, and I couldn't really. You know, I remember I was talking to my buddies about it. They said, nah, man, it's actually a really good album. You just got to really get into it. Yeah, it's not quite what you're used to from Core, the Purple album, Number Four. You know, obviously it's almost a drastic direction, you know, but no, it's actually a really good album if you really take a step back in. Yeah, you know, and sometimes that's how you have to look at certain wrestlers, right? And BK Rhythm, I feel, is definitely one of those. But man, the losing streak, our girl keeps going on these losing streaks, man, just when you think, because remember, she had finally got a win. I believe it was in a tag match. I can't remember who she teamed with. I know we covered it here on the show, though. I know we covered it here. But she had finally, I almost want to say it was her and Glitch the Gamer that teamed up. And they got a win on, Kida Rush and Candy Crush. Remember? And you had that whole, because Candy Crush's head just was not into the match because of everything that was going on with her gloves. She couldn't find them, and Kida Rush trying to be a peacemaker and all that. Now, there's a lot to unpack with that, because there was a slight continuation going into this episode 12 of Wild Women of Wrestling. But here's the thing with G.I. Jane. Great debut, by the way. I thought she knocked it out of the park. I thought she did pretty good, okay? But here's the thing. That's a little nerve-wracking for me. So, on the previous episode, you got to forgive me if it was 10 or if it was 11, because I know last weekend we did a condensed episode where we went over episode 10 and 11 of Women of Wrestling, okay? But remember, we had Jesse Jones come out there to save Commander Sparks, if you guys recall. Don't ask me who jumped her. I know we definitely covered it at great length in detail on the previous episode. So check that out if you guys didn't already. But remember, Jesse Jones came to bat and basically said, hey, no matter how you people in the audience, people at home, no matter how you may feel about me, of which I really don't give a damn how you feel about me. You know, we can all agree on one thing. Hey, this country rocks, and it's because of the men and women that's willing to put on the uniform, fight the good fight. So, nah, you ain't going to be doing that on my watch. You're not going to be attacking, you know, one of our, you know, countrymen. You're not going to be attacking one of our soldiers. Nah, that ain't happening. So for me, I just kind of looked at that and I felt, well, goddamn, it's like we just had a debuting. You know, a couple of weeks back, we remember Commander Sparks and, you know, doing great, doing fantastic so far. But the very last thing that we saw was Jesse Jones pretty much coming to the Commander's assist. And if anything, you should have built off of that, and that should have been a continuation. But now we're introducing a new military woman. You see where I'm going with this? It can be definitely confusing. Now, I agree with some of the comments that's out there about, yo, they need to have these girls in Commander Spars and G.I. Jane. They need to team up. That would be an excellent tag team. I definitely agree with you guys cold-heartedly. Maybe I would feel a little bit different about... Sorry, I'm a little wifey has been filling me in off and on throughout the day, letting me know how I was at the party last night, because there's a lot I don't remember. Yeah, there was definitely a decent amount of drinking going on and having a good time. Tell you that right now. More on the Monday night show after Raw, I promise you guys. We'll keep it clean on here for now. But anyway, you feel where I'm coming from with that, though? Like, it'd be one thing if G.I. Jane had already made her debut many weeks prior and everything, but, I mean, just so late in the game, right? So that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but putting that to the side, still, great match between BK Rhythm and G.I. Jane. Kudos to both of those lovely ladies. And moving on, some more action. Keita Rush was in a WOW spotlight, and this I definitely had took the time out to really watch, and I felt it was very touching. I like that whole emotional context that we get from these spotlight segments that focus on certain superheroes, and Keita Rush's was very touching because it was going over the loss of her mother from a couple of years ago, and it's still rattling her to this very day, and she talked about how her mom had came, lived with her. She was taking care of her mom, making sure she was getting her medicine, bathing her, and she was saying all of these things that she was doing for her mother. I love the fact that she was saying it chest out, full of pride, basically how much of an honor it was for her to take care of her mom in the greatest time of need. Because after all, when it's all said and done, the sacrifices that mom made for her and get her to where she is now and everything, right? So it was kind of like one of those, oh, it's an honor to take care of you, right? So that was very touching, especially how she was able to take the negative, that is the declining health of her mom, and turn it into a positive, you know, spending all that intimate time with her mom, you know, making her feel as comfortable as possible. It wasn't all bad days. There's definitely some good days in there as well and everything. So, and they also touched upon the fact that Keita Rush has been creeping up on 11 years now since she's been with WOW, Women of Wrestling. That is hard to believe, is it not? 11 freaking years. Jesus, that's, talk about time flying. Meanwhile, Adriana Gambino and Gigi Gianni, they were shown in pre-taped interviews. They talked about how they wanted to go after the WOW tag team titles, which, by the way, these titles are still vacant, y'all. Okay? This has been like a running gag. It's almost like Veer Mahan coming soon, okay? It's almost like a running gag like that. Oh, we're going to get some new tag champions. Wait for it now. We're going to get some new tag champions. Oh, how will this get resolved? Tune in next week and find out. All right, here we go. Oh, got you again. It has been the greatest tease that has been going on thus far. And you know what? Honestly, I would not blame some people if they felt, man, this has just been so damn long and drawn out. Seriously, lost mad interest over this. Has it been a little bit of a drawn out clusterfuck in some? Yes. And I mean, we've definitely spoken about that before, but to just really be direct straight up with you guys, yeah, it definitely has been. Yeah, I definitely think David McClain and crew would probably admit to, we should have tightened this up a little bit better, but it is what it is. But Adriana Gambino, Gigi Gianni, doing their respected pre-taped interviews and everything. Gambino talking about how her and Gigi, they're both Italian descent. So it honestly made a lot of sense for them to become a tag team. And hey, look, we all know, really, it's all about the creative minds behind the scenes that pretty much had put this together and everything, which I'm okay with. That pretty much set up Adriana Gambino and Gigi Gianni taking on Keita Rush and Steffi Slays. Gambino and Gigi actually defeated Keita Rush and Steffi Slays, the Bully Busters. This came after Gianni had pinned Keita Rush with a, I gotta say, that belly to belly. I have seen some belly to belly suplexes in my time. That belly to belly, you gotta be careful how you're doing that belly to belly, man, because if you are not executing that move properly, you can really hurt the hell out of your opponent. And that was one of the most sloppiest looking belly to belly suplexes that I've seen. How bad was that belly to belly suplex? From what I recall seeing on the CW, I don't know if they cleaned it up on the YouTube joint, because I know these days they're uploading from the weekend episodes. They're usually a day or two later, they're uploading them in its entirety to their YouTube channel. But it was so bad, they didn't even show the replay. That's how bad that belly to belly suplex was. It was god fucking horrific. Gigi Gianni, I mean, yeah, there's definitely some rough patches in her moveset, without a doubt. Definitely some rough patches. But I never seen it just, ooh, girl. Yeah, it's kind of like, ooh, right? Gambino, on the other hand, she is continuing to fucking kill it. She is continuing to kill it. I love that she's been amping it up as far as the trash talking and the hand gesturing. We saw a lot more of her being animated on this episode as her opponents were getting their asses handed to them. She's all in their face. You like that, Pazon? Huh? You like that, huh? Love that. Love that. Nice touch. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing where we messed up here. In regards to, and I'm talking about WOW, where they messed up here. In regards to the Bully Busters, how do you not have some type of a storyline continuation given what all had went down with Candy Crush finding out that supposedly Chainsaw was responsible for the disappearance of her gloves? Not to mention, we still have this unresolved, I don't know if you want to call it tension, but definitely something in the air between Candy Crush and Keita Rush. Because remember how that basically ended. Keita Rush tried to give Candy a heartwarming, sentimental gift, honestly, which was a pair of new gloves. And Crush just, man, she went to town on that. She pretty much said, F you, F your gloves, F your apology. And we never did really see Keita Rush say to Candy, hey, I'm really sorry that you feel this way. And it's pretty obvious. Remember what I said from last week? After they had loss in their tag match to Glitch the Gamer and BK Rhythm, there should have been a follow-up. And if you had to go into that follow-up on this episode, it would have been just fine. But you should have had at least Keita Rush say to Candy, hey, look, obviously your head wasn't, where it needed to be last week in our match. And I'm really sorry that, and it seems as though maybe you have a lead now. You know what's going on with the gloves and everything. You're going in totally different direction right now, and I get that. And hey, I let you down when it counted the most, and I know you don't want my apology, but sincerely, I apologize. But hey, as far as this whole tag team thing, obviously you got your hands full with some stuff right now, so go ahead, take care of your business. And who knows, maybe somewhere down the road our paths cross, maybe we can run this back again. It was kind of nice tagging with you, for what it's worth. So hopefully we kind of come back, because see, I hate when we get these buildups and then we go into the next episode and it's just totally ice cold. So I just gave you two examples right now of it being ice cold there as far as follow up. So we just tackled everything that's been going on with the gloves, Candy Crush and everything. And we just talked about, okay, we just debuted G.I. Jane, fresh off of Jesse Jones making the save there for Commander Spars and everything, right? So you see, hopefully you're with me so far. You're nodding your head, you're seeing all these points, and you're definitely agreeing. From there, Glitch the Gamer was in action against Tiki Tromero. Glitch the Gamer picking up a W. Good match. Decent one-on-one match right here. Now, and I have nothing else to add to that. It was good match. I didn't have a problem with that match whatsoever. I thought both girls did pretty good. Glitch the Gamer, great fucking look, man. I gotta say, you can definitely, she can go pretty far. That is a great, unique look. She has this weird combination going on with her. She's got a Leva Bates meets, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you know exactly where I'm going with that. But off the break, Leva Bates comes to mind. And there's just a whole lot of other stuff that she's got going. She's got a great look, though. It's a great, unique look. Now, we were talking about the tag team tournament earlier. Well, supposedly, the Wild Tag Team Titles Tournament Finals will be the main event for next week's episode, which is Lucky Number 13, Episode 13 of Wild Women of Wrestling. That's going to feature the Tonga Twins taking on Miami Sweet Heat. We'll see about that, because look, when it's all said and done, this has been an ongoing rib that we've been experiencing this whole season. And, you know, not for nothing, but if you're familiar at all with Wild Women of Wrestling, you know how they like to do these long, drawn out things. Hopefully after this, we can just be done with tournaments. I would hate to see them do a long tournament, depending on what's going on with Beast's status and everything. I would hate for them to do another tournament, because that's all I gotta say. Just make an interim champion. That's all I gotta say. Your main event match, Princess Aussie and Leah Makoa defeating Tormenta and Wrecking Ball. Great match. Makoa pinned Tormenta after performing her STO finisher. Looked as though Wrecking Ball was about to attack the babyfaces after the match, but the show all of a sudden had went off the air abruptly. Wasn't really a fan of that whatsoever. I had to do a double take, and I actually went back into the app that I usually use to watch Wild Women of Wrestling on weekends. I actually went back, because this go round I had it on the DVR, you know, for the site. And I went back to just make sure, well, damn, was there breaking news? What was, and the way it just quickly went off the air, I wasn't a fan of that whatsoever. We could have at least seen what was going on. If in fact, I mean, it really did come off as if Wrecking Ball was attacking the babyfaces after the match. We could have at least had David McClain just jump in there. Folks, that is going to do it for this edition of Wild Women of Wrestling. We are so sorry, but we are out of time. We know that we're pretty much leaving you guys hanging, but look, stay connected to us on our social media feeds and our website and whatever is to become of what's playing out here. We'll definitely address it, not only on social media, but we'll follow up on next week's episode of Wild Women of Wrestling. To my point, great tag match, by the way. Great tag match between Princess Aussie, Leah Makoa, two fucking studs. I'm really glad that they had Aussie and Makoa working together. Those are two women that, you know, you're looking at that whole WOW roster right now. Those two, there's also a couple, but, you know, you really want to definitely be homing in on those two as far as future WOW Women's Champion go and everything. But this is the thing. that David McClain and crew needs to work on going forward. I personally feel you want to build on the momentum that you've been getting on social media and everything. I personally feel, right? I think they're doing a great job when they're uploading content to their YouTube channel and all that. That's great. But now you also need to start getting into the habit of dropping little breadcrumbs on social media. So, for example, what I just told you went down there with Wrecking Ball at the end and everything. You definitely should be playing some type of exclusive footage on your social media feeds, definitely on your YouTube channel, and then follow up on the next episode. Let it coincide with that next episode and everything, right? At least you're kind of building on the continuity. You're building on the social media engagements, things of that nature, which, by the way, I got to say, as far as the social media engagement goes, it's almost kind of dead when these new episodes be premiering and everything. I don't know if you guys have been noticing that, but it really has. You know, you got the usual suspects that's around on the weekends that's commenting, you know, sharing their feedback on these episodes. But, you know, WoW needs to do a better job of, as far as, you know, social media interactions and all that goes, you know, don't just put the content out there and just be like, have at it. You know, you also got to do things in a way where, who's your favorite? You know, who would you like to see become champion next? Or what do you guys think about? You know, I think you kind of need to engage it in that type of way, while also trying to focus on exclusive behind the scenes content in order to keep the discussions going. You feel where I'm coming from? It's like how most podcasts do it nowadays. Just because the main shows are over and done with, it doesn't mean that, okay, that's it. You know, one show maybe had dropped on a Monday and you're not going to see that host or that podcast again until next Monday. But in between, they're posting stuff on social media. They're staying engaged with their followers and all that other good stuff. They just need to amp it up a lot more. I think if they work on a couple of those things, they definitely will be all right. But yeah, not really one of their strongest episodes from this weekend. Out of this season so far, probably the second episode where I've gone, yeah, this was definitely kind of weak right here. You know, not even for me, God, barely a passable episode. If it wasn't for, honestly, if it wasn't for the tag matches, and for what it was, you know what? Yeah, if it wasn't for the tag matches, I probably would have just been like, yeah, no thanks. That's me personally. Now, as far as WoW news goes, I know I had told you from a couple of weeks ago, WoW was going to be doing their thing at the LA Comic Con. I remember I told you guys about that already, and they did do their thing. Looks like I'm trying to see some more pictures and see stuff like that. They definitely gotta somehow figure out ways to splice in important information like that on their episodes. You know, it should be easy to, you know, get a tablet, get a phone, and hey guys, you know, David McClain here. Want to let you guys know we're going to be this weekend at the da da da. If you're going to be traveling to the area, hope you guys can make it. We'd love to see you there. Like to see definitely more stuff like that. Splice it in. Impact Wrestling is notorious for doing shit like that, where they have episodes already complete, but they go, oh, we need to splice this in. Okay, well, do they have a iPhone? Do they have a tablet? Let's have them send some shit into us, and then let's fucking go there. So definitely got to do more stuff like that. There is some news as far as ratings go for WoW Women of Wrestling. And I thought this was very interesting. It's still holding steady by all accounts. It's definitely still holding steady. Now, I don't know the ratings for, I think it's, this is episode 12, right? So I don't think ratings are out right now for episode 11. I think right now the latest ratings is out for just episode 10, but it's still pretty good. Shout out to the good kind people over there at Russellnomics. doing pretty good over there as always. I love these guys. They're tremendous. But episode 10 had 218,000 viewers for the November 20th episode. That's down from the previous week, which was 247,000 viewers. And that was on November 13th. So the episode had a 0.4 rating. So 56,000 viewers, same as the week before. And it had the highest, check this out, had the highest female viewership ever with 70%. So in these 10 weeks so far, WoW has basically been able to average 258,000 viewers with a 0.5 rating. So as far as the age demographic breakdown, like 50%, slightly more, 18 to 49 demo, it looks like it's females. So, I mean, there is a decent amount of females. I mean, that's pretty fucking cool, right? That is cool, especially for a show that's in syndication. That's actually pretty damn good. So they definitely should be patting themselves on the back there when it comes to that. So other than that, that's it as far as WoW coverage goes and everything. I'm glad we were able to get this out to you guys. Now, look, as far as programming notes go, I will be back later on tonight. We'll see. We'll see. I'm 90% certain we're going to be doing a Monday night show after Raw. I'll probably just make that be a condensed episode, if anything. Probably just do an hour and then roll out, right? That's probably how we'll do it. We'll get into a lot more. We got a health update on Barry Windham. We got some Lex Luger news. All kinds of stuff that we'll be able to get into. So if you're around later tonight, December 5th of 2022, after Raw is off the air on the East Coast, come on back. Same outlets. We'll do this again. And in the meantime, be kind, rewind, check out previous episodes you might have missed on demand and on the downloads. Just search the RCWR show. By the way, we are now on Spotify. That's right. We are now on Spotify. So we're back on Spotify. We were gone for a good minute. I'll get into it more on the Monday night show, but we were off Spotify for a while, but now we are back. So yeah, show some love and definitely hit up the Spotify. Okay. Get at me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Use the keywords, the RCWR show. And until next go round, wishing all of y'all to be safe and most importantly, be kind to one another. I'll see you guys next go around. Take care, y'all. Peace.
Thanks for listening. An Infinity One Productions presentation, keeping it honest, insightful, and interactive.